You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is a one-hour edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But Browns fans, don't miss your chance to secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at the new look First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. We'll get right into it right now. Time for a little Friday forecast. I love that music. Our producer, Jason Gibbs,
NFL films,
bringing the old school NFL films.
You're
love
right.
it.
It's a beautiful thing. Jason Gibbs going to tee us up with some questions now.
Good morning or afternoon, whatever it is. Sir. This is what happens when you work till 1 o'clock in the morning.
I
was talking to Jason last night, and there was all this noise in the background. He said, "Yeah, I'm at the MAC tournament." Yeah.
Doing this and then
some action.
Yeah, a lot of action. A lot of busy week here at ESPN Cleveland. Question number one, gentlemen, of all of the remaining free agents out there, which one would you want the Browns to get the most?
Oof, of all the remaining guys, I'm gonna just stay with the obvious and say Ben Tate, because I think the need is addressed, and I'm not bothered by the fact that it would be maybe spending a little more than you want to spend on a running back in a system fit type of run scheme, but he's the perfect fit for it.
Right, he's the perfect fit for it. Since you said Ben Tate, I'm going to say one of the following: Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, Terrell Brown, or Walter Thurman III. I want to get one more cornerback on this roster before we head into the draft, and a cornerback that can start. Isaiah Trufant, I think, is here to provide depth, knows the Pettine system, will play, make, I think, his biggest impact on special teams. I want a number two cornerback for this team.
Well, the numbers don't work on the computer today. Huh. Now, question number two.
Number two.
Which of the Browns' four free agent signings will have the biggest impact on the team?
I will go with Dante Whitner. I think he's going to be a more active part of the secondary as far as playmaking, and that equates to getting his hands on the ball, forcing more turnovers, and also being involved in some blitzes. He's just a really good athlete who I think can make a difference.
I'm going to go with Carlos Dansby. T.J. Ward was still a Pro Bowl safety, replacing one Pro Bowl safety with another, one whose skills are better suited to what we're doing. Where I believe the biggest impact is going to come from the upgrade from DeQuell Jackson to Carlos Dansby. Just think about the playmaking that Dansby brings. And if you look at the playmaking stats, Dansby, 4 interceptions, 6.5 sacks, 23 passes defensed, 2 touchdowns. DeQuell last year, 1 interception, 8 passes defensed, 1.5 sacks, no touchdowns. Carlos Dansby, his ability to cover, will help cure what I believe was the biggest Achilles heel of this defense last year, the inability to get off the field on third downs. His skills in coverage will help that immensely.
Question number three.
The
only quarterback left at number four when the Browns pick is Johnny Manziel. Are you taking him or are you passing on him?
I'm passing. I do not see it with this guy, and don't want to see him make in the Browns uniform. Even though if it might happen, it might happen, but he would not be my choice.
I would take Sammy Watkins. How about that? Taking Sammy Watkins.
I think it was just a no.
Yeah, I purposely put a question together that did not involve Teddy Bridgewater because I knew Zagura would be all up in it. Today.
That's right. No, not Johnny Manziel. You know, as I look at it. And again, you know, you just wonder what direction things are going to go. If they believe there's a quarterback there that's head and shoulders, I think they take him. If they don't believe that, which is possible, we've heard, you know, that there is some skepticism. You guys know what I believe. But if they bring in another good veteran, I would much rather have them take that veteran, draft Sammy Watkins, and take a guy like Aaron Murray or somebody like that later on in this draft. Yeah. Then take Johnny Manziel at
But the only thing
Too
is, who are the veteran? You know, which veteran is really out there? I know the obvious name is going to be Matt Schaub.
Sure.
I'm still not convinced, despite the history of success he had with Kyle Shanahan, that the Schaub you get now is that much of a difference over Brian Hoyer. I mean, I don't know if I see
Nor am I,
any difference.
Which is why it is, to me, though, if you go that route where you don't bring in, where you're not planning on drafting a guy that you consider to be an elite quarterback, to me, that's why you have to bring in a guy like Matt Schaub. You have to bring in a quarterback to compete with Brian Hoyer. I'm not sure. I like Brian Hoyer, and I've said that.
Yeah.
I think he can be very good. But I would like to have somebody here who's familiar with the offense, who can compete with him and push him to be his best and help educate him. And Schaub was not good in 2013. But in 2012, just a year before that, threw for 4,000 yards, 22 touchdowns, only 12 interceptions, 7.4 yards per attempt. It was very, very solid in that season. We know his best years, obviously, with Kyle Shanahan back in 2009. Yeah. But, yeah, that's the level of guy that I would want to see if we're going that route.
I got you. We're not seeing 2012. Version are we getting? And I have my doubts that we're getting the version that we remember it as best.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Final question for today on this Friday forecast. Taking the Browns out of the conversation, your biggest winner in free agency so far and the biggest loser in the NFL team-wise.
Well, I think the Broncos are the obvious, easy choice for biggest winner because they've done the biggest stuff work. From a loser's standpoint, I don't know that did anybody – I know the whole Raiders situation with Roger Saffold cast the wrong kind of light on them, but I don't know that I necessarily think that anybody has done a horrendous, horrific job of free agency shopping.
I'll tell you who I think is getting crushed in free agency right now. If I'm a Carolina Panthers fan, I am scared to
Losing
death.
Too
Two
much.
Of my five starters on the offensive line have retired. Steve Smith is gone. We don't have a single Brandon LaFell is gone. We don't have a single receiver on the roster right now who's caught a football. Their top three receivers all from last year are all leaving. We know Smith is a leadership void, et cetera. They've got no weapons. They lost Captain Munnerlyn now out of their secondary as well. This is a team that's basically lost two starters at receiver, two starters on the offensive line, one starter on defense. That's five, and they've replaced them with nobody.
Right. I mean, the retirements, okay, that's what I'm saying. Those aren't free agent losses in two of the retirements, but you're saying, yeah, they haven't
They've gotten significantly worse in this offseason period.
Yeah. Okay, I just don't know. I'm still not convinced that they're problematic with where they're going. I think the Steve Smith thing was exactly the way David Gettleman, their GM, wanted it to be, and by extension, Ron Rivera. And we'll see on the defensive side how they go. I think they also are putting some faith in their ability to draft some good players to fill some of those key slots.
The other thing and another reason for me why I think the Panthers are the losers is I think that Tampa Bay has gotten significantly better. I think that Atlanta has gotten better in terms of addressing their biggest problems, which were at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And New Orleans is still a very good football team. So to me, it is certainly a very, very tough situation if I'm a Carolina Panthers fan right now, just given the fact that they haven't – you can't say that they've improved in any way.
I can't say they improved. I just don't know if they've – as bad as you think they might be because of the aftermath of what happened. That's the only thing. I hear what you're saying, and when you see – you know, you just want to do
I think they come in last in that division right now, as of today.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
As of today, now they need to go out and get receivers and address some of their issues, but they're going to struggle.
They will do better than you think. I know they're in good hands. I know David. I have a lot of faith in Dave Gettleman. Known him for many years as a scout and as a GM now. I think they're in good hands. I don't think they have a boob in charge who doesn't know what he's doing to fix the things that are wrong. That's just my thought. Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. We've got more coming up on CBD with Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Friday, an abbreviated edition. We're only with you till just before the top of the hour. Then we give way to basketball coverage here on ESPN 850 WKNR, the hoops. Everything that I see, I won't show high love anymore.